Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer. We've talked about the fact that prayer is communicating with God according to His Word in the Spirit, as we are taking aim at things that are not seen, whether we're waging war against the enemy or whether we're putting the spiritual laws of God into action to bring forth the will of God. Prayer is a legal transaction in the Spirit, and remember, it'll put the angels of God to work who minister for us, the heirs of salvation. And as we pray the Word of God, we are releasing the ability and the power of God. We mentioned the fact that there's a change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. Now we don't pray by asking, requesting, petitioning, or wondering if God's going to respond. No. Now we pray boldly, confidently, making a spiritual legal demand of what is due us as we approach the Father in the name of Jesus, bringing forth His Word. We talked about this prayer of legal demand. We talked about in John chapter 16 in verse 23, where we see the word ask. It's not the same word in the Greek. It's used two times. The first one is erateo, where Jesus said, in that day you shall ask or request of me as a favor of nothing. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask, and that's the word aiteo, which means a legal demand of something due us. Therefore, we're going to make a legal demand of the Father in my name, and He will give it to you. This legal demand is made because the promises are already ours. This is why we don't request or petition or ask any longer. Now we make a legal demand of what is due us based on the promises that have already been given to us. And we pointed out that this is kind of like writing a check. When we write a check, we're releasing our money that's in the bank. Our check used to say, pay to the bearer on legal demand. And a check is a legal instrument for a transaction to release our money for our benefit. Well, prayer is somewhat similar. It is a spiritual legal transaction to release the promises that already belong to us in Christ for our benefit. When you make a legal demand on the bank, you're not forcing the bank to give you the money, as it's already ours. You're simply releasing that. In like manner, when we make a legal demand on our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus, we are not forcing Him, of course, to try to release something for us. No, the promises are already given to us. It's simply the means whereby you spiritually release the covenant promises to come into manifestation, because they already belong to you in Jesus Christ. And we looked at all the major prayer scriptures. We looked at the prayer of agreement in Matthew 18:19. It uses aiteo, a legal demand of what's due you. We also looked at John 14:13. Whatsoever you shall ask, aiteo, make a legal demand in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. In verse 14, if you shall ask, aiteo, legal demand of anything due you, in my name, I will do it. We saw in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask, make a legal demand of what you will, and it shall be done unto you. In John 15:16, whatsoever you shall ask, aiteo, legal demand of what's due you, of the Father, in my name, He may give it you. We saw in Ephesians 3:20, that He'll do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask, aiteo, a legal demand of what's due us, according to the power that worketh in us. In Philippians 4:6, we saw that the word aiteo is translated requests. This verse says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests, which are legal demands, aiteo, be made known unto God. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9, he was praying for the church at Colossae. And he said that he did not cease to pray for you, to desire, the word desire is aiteo, demand of what's due us, that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. We saw in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14 and 15, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask, aiteo, anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, aiteo, we know that we have the petitions, aiteo, that we desire, aiteo of him. Aiteo is used four times. It literally says this, This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we legally demand anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth whatsoever we legally demanded of him, we know that we have the legal demands that we legally demanded of him. That's what 1 John 5:14 and 15 is literally saying. Then we talked about the area of the prayer of faith in the last broadcast, and we're going to go over this again because it's important that you understand how to receive in prayer. Just as there were two words in the New Testament translated ask, erateo, which is a request as a favor, and aiteo, which is a demand of what to do you, there are two Greek words that are translated receive in the New Testament. One of them is dekamai, which means a ready reception of what's offered to you, a passive reception, while the other is lambano, which means a self-prompted taking hold of. One is an active reception, lambano. Dekamai is a passive reception. And we see that in all the major prayer scriptures, it uses the word lambano. In other words, when we pray a prayer of faith, we are going to make a legal demand of what's due us, and then we are going to take hold of that with an active reception, taking hold of the promise of God in order to release it to come into manifestation in our life. And some of the scriptures that we looked at that show the word lambano and aiteo together are in Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, where it says, "In all things, whatsoever you shall ask, aiteo, in prayer, believing, you shall receive." The word receive, lambano. Here it literally says, "All things, whatsoever you legally demand in prayer of what's due you, believing, you shall take hold of it." You see, traditional type teaching on this, it says this, "All things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Otherwise, as I believe, then I'm going to get it." But this is error, because this is not talking about just believing and then you're going to get it. No, it says whatsoever you shall demand of what's due you in prayer, believing, you shall take hold of it. And otherwise, because you believe, you take hold of that promise that you have brought to the Lord, which is what you do when you make a legal demand. You bring the scripture promise unto the Father in the name of Jesus, and then because you believe, you take hold of it. In Mark chapter 11 and verse 24, we see another instance where aiteo and lambano are used together. It says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire," the word desire, aiteo, a legal demand of what's due you, "when you pray, believe that you receive them," the word receive, lambano, "believe that you take hold of them, and you shall have them." Again, we make a legal demand of what's due us, and then we believe that we take hold of the promise. That's the way you pray a prayer of faith. In Luke chapter 11, verse 10, we see these together again. "For everyone that asketh," aiteo, "receiveth," lambano. Literally, it says this, "For everyone who makes a legal demand of what's due them, takes hold of it." And that's exactly what we do. This is teaching you what you do, how you pray the prayer of faith in order to see results. Another case of both of these together is in 1 John 3, verse 22. "And whatsoever we ask," aiteo, "we receive," lambano, "of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." Here it literally says, whatsoever we legally demand of what's due us, we take hold of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Another use of the word lambano in prayer is in Hebrews 4, 16. It says, "Let us therefore come boldly," or confidently, "unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain," the word obtain, lambano, "that we may take hold of mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Another case is over in James chapter 1, in verse 5 through 7, where it uses aiteo and lambano. Verse 5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask," aiteo, "make a legal demand of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." Verse 6, "But let him ask," aiteo, "make a legal demand in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed." Verse 7, "For let not that man think that he shall receive," lambano, "take hold of anything of the Lord." Again, we're making our legal demand in faith, nothing wavering, and what are we going to do? We're going to be taking hold of that promise, as it indicates in verse 7. Another case where we see aiteo and lambano together, James chapter 4, verse 3. "You ask," aiteo, "and receive," lambano, "not, because you ask," aiteo, "amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts." Here we see, it literally says, you make a legal demand of what's due you, and take hold not, because you make a legal demand amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lusts. That shows the fact that you can be praying accurately in line with principles, but if you have wrong motivation, which is to consume it upon your own lusts, then you will not be able to take hold of the promise. Now, this particular word receive for lambano is also used in other areas of receiving from the Lord. In John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as received him, received his lambano, to them gave he power or the right to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. This is talking about when we get born again. We have the right to become the sons of God when we receive him. What do? We take Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. That's why it's the word lambano. In the area of receiving the Holy Spirit, in Acts chapter 8, in verse 14, when the apostles were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive, lambano, take into themselves, the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received, lambano, took hold of the Holy Ghost. Here it shows that you take hold of the Holy Spirit, take him into you after you're born again, so that the Holy Spirit will come and dwell in your new Spirit of Christ. Another case in Acts chapter 19 that uses the word lambano, it says in Acts 19:2, he said unto them, have you received lambano, the Holy Ghost, since you believed? And they said unto him, we've not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. They'd not received the Holy Spirit yet. And Paul laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, they spake with tongues and prophesied. Here we see that they took the Holy Spirit in them, actively receiving to take the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in them. And that's the way you receive the Holy Spirit. Another use of the word lambano that's important that we realize is in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, where it says, through faith also Sarah herself received strength. The word received is lambano, took hold of strength. The word strength is dunamis, which means power, to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Sarah had to operate her faith. It says, through faith also Sarah herself took hold of power to conceive seed, indicating that you and I are going to take hold of power to bring the manifestation of a promise in our life. Now Acts chapter 1, verse 8 also uses the word receive as lambano. It says, but you shall receive. Shall is future tense. You shall take hold of power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to othermost part of the earth. That shows that you and I are to take hold of power after we have received the Holy Spirit in order to be a witness for the Lord. In the next broadcast, we're going to go further in the prayer of faith and talk about a second aspect of the prayer of faith, which is thanksgiving. As I close the program today, I want to make available to you my book, Accurate New Testament Prayer, a very important book for the body of Christ, revealing the change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. This book is available for $6, postage paid. If you'd like to get it, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.